Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, and the power of saying why not today. I'm Leslie Kane, your host, and each episode we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibilities of today. From entrepreneurs to artists, dreamers, and doers, we explore the moments when they said, enough waiting, why not today? Join me as we uncover the heartwarming, the audacious, and the transformative, whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy. Our guests share their journey and inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often did say, why not today? And always remember, you're one decision away from changing your life. And I'm excited for our guest today, who is a very good friend of mine, and I haven't had her on the podcast, but we've got some fun new things to talk about. And I always talk about connections and how we meet people. And we were talking beforehand. Yes, we're both in Mary Kay, and we kind of know each other there, but that's not really how we connected. Years ago, I had a good friend from high school that I hadn't seen or talked to in a while. She's like, oh, you need to meet my friend Amber, my next door neighbor. She's in Mary Kay also. And I always talk about those pivotal moments when you remember exactly where you were when people are supposed to be in your life. I know when I remember exactly where I was, what I was doing, when I meet somebody that they're in my life forever. And you're one of those, Amber. And I remember standing in the Holiday Inn parking lot on 28 and you got out of your car and I'm like, are you Amber? You're like, yeah. I'm like, I'm supposed to know you. And that was the beginning of a lifelong friendship and toes in the sand and all kinds of fun adventures and fun. And yeah, we know each other from that, but that's not why we stay connected and how we stay friends. So Amber, I'm excited to have you on the podcast. Yay. And we're sharing fun things. And so why don't you introduce yourself? Couple quick facts about who Amber is and a fun fact that we might not know about you.
Oh gosh, I know that I'm like fun fact. Wow. You know, geez, but I'm Amber and gosh, Les and I've known each other for a long time and we have an affinity for sand, the beach, and fun and adventure. So I love that. I love our friendship, Leslie, all these many years ago. I don't even know how many years ago. It's got to be 22 decades worth, at least 2.5 decades, at least worth. So, which is great. I'm in Northern Virginia area. As Bill said, we do Mary Kay, you know, we're connected that way, married, have two children, adult children, and I'm a glammy of two sweet grandkids. And, you know, I love my life. And I love that even in this season of life, there's still new adventures and new things. And I love that. So a fun fact, oh gosh, that's a hard thing. Cause I feel like, I don't know. I guess I love penguins. How about that? That's a random fact, but I love penguins.
I knew that.
And oh, you did? Oh, that's good. That's a good one. I'm obsessed with them. And how cool. I'll tell this quickly. 5 years ago, I was in San Antonio. I figured I would never meet a penguin because you'd have to go to the Antarctica and I'm not a cold girl. We're the beach girls. Yeah, and I was in San Antonio 5 years ago and saw SeaWorld and we're like, oh, they had a penguin encounter. And you could go behind the scenes. And so my husband and I did that. And literally, you know, you're dressed in all the winter parkas and all the boots and all that. And you open a latch that looks like a freezer door. And I walked in and there was a penguin sitting on an iceberg. And I just started to cry. I like left there that day so overflowing with joy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know for sure if that was a bucket list thing, but it definitely was a bucket list thing that I didn't even know in my heart. Isn't that cool? So there you go.
That's a fun fact. Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
So Miss Amber, what does courage mean to you?
Yeah, courage to me, you know, I think in the simplest form is courage is doing the thing, no matter how big or small it is. Doing the thing, to have the courage that if it's a thought, an idea, asking somebody in a relationship or creating a new relationship or whatever it is showing up and doing the thing, to just show up, because a lot of times you can have the ideas but not act on it. So show up and do the thing. And I think Leslie, what I think on courage too, I think everybody always thinks it has to be like, whoa, like a big energy. And I think courage sometimes really is very quiet. It's the small things. It's the little things.
It's the whisper.
Yeah, the whisper. And sometimes the courage in doing something, it's stopping something that's no longer serving you. It's not a loud proclamation. It's a quiet decision, but it serves you. And that's courage that you had to do that to let it go because it no longer serves you. So I
Yeah,
think it takes.
we were talking earlier just about those God winks and those nudges to go here or do that. And we're gonna talk about that in a second. But so I want to talk about some of your courage things. Now, obviously you've had a very successful Mary Kay business, but you do other things, which I love that we all have other hats. So, and I'm proud or honored that I was kind of a catalyst
You were.
in you starting your own podcast. And I love
Yeah.
definition and the name. So share a little about your podcast, why you did it, and kind of some of the things
I
behind it.
will. I will. We you and I were meeting and having power lunches and talking, and you're talking about your podcast, and I'd listen to your podcast. And I don't know, I think maybe a little seed was planted in me a few years back about I knew there was a creative expression for myself that I was not currently doing. And whether it was a book, was it something else, was it a podcast? So it was just kind of thrown in there. And meeting with you, well, then my son started his own business. And helping him think about what the name would be, what would the logo look like what would the mission statement be? And we were just really in a think tank of doing that. And I kind of walked away from that, and I didn't realize it till maybe a month later, as it was the new year and it was our one word. And we learned that in Mary Kay, and you're a very big proponent of what's your one word for the year. And that was like looking at one year. And I think the other thing that was there was like a little what do they call that? When all things come together. I can't think what that's called now.
Synchronicity.
Well, yes, but there was a word I was thinking weather-wise, a weather
Okay.
phenomena when things come and it's not pulling in, but that's okay. For some reason, I'm not sure why in our culture, toxicity or negativity is and meanness is like being out of control. And I just thought we can do better. We are better than that. And so all of those things, so the energy of creativeness with my son and not having that in a while in my life and feeling that, the part of, oh, the one word for the year, what's mine going to be? And then just what's out there in the world. Like if we're going to use words, let's make them positive. Let's make them build people up and not tear each other down. And that's when I heard it was like, you're going to do a podcast. Like instead of just one word, how about you talk about a word of the week, wow word of the week, and we talk about those character qualities. Think about in school as little children in elementary school, we learned about integrity. They called them pillars, right? Like honesty, trustworthiness, dependability, civility, leadership. And yet we don't talk about that as adults. And I heard this statement, some of us walk around like we ain't got no mama. Like we learned this stuff, right? And yet somewhere we kind of have lost it and we don't talk about it. So that's what I got was, so I got what it was, what I was supposed to do, but I didn't know anything else. I didn't know what else. I didn't know what it was going to be called. I didn't know what to do. But I was obedient in that moment that this is what I was going to do. And it didn't matter all that I didn't know what to do. I needed to be obedient and have the courage to do it. And so
Why not today?
Feather and Foundation was born. And Feather, I love Feather. Leslie knows this, and I love this about Leslie. If she's at the beach and I'm not with her, which sometimes that happens, she'll send me a shot of a feather on the beach because that's like just a God wink to me, a God whisper to me. And it's based on Psalms 91, like under my feather, you will find refuge. And then that verse, Psalms 91, talks about the foundation, a strong foundation. And so that's where those two words together. And then there was the pun of because of Mary Kay Foundation that kind of tied in too. And
I
so
never thought about
that's
that
what it
part.
is. Yeah, Feather and Foundation. And so there we go. We started it. Courage,
Okay.
right?
Yes, and you've been doing it 1 year, 2 years.
A year. It was a year in
Year.
January. So we're a year and 3 months or four months now. So
I give you
yeah.
credit
So
for doing it weekly. I didn't start doing weekly till I was almost 2 years in. That's
yeah.
almost a commitment.
Yeah. Thank you, friend.
And I love, all your words and your how you share it on social and just your excitement about it. And words are so important. I try to surround myself with words. I have a lot of belief words in my house. One time my niece was in the house, came over, and she's like, she counted how many beliefs I had in the house.
Oh,
I'm
funny you
like,
should say that, Leslie. Look, that
yeah.
says have faith.
Faith.
So,
Yep.
yeah, 100%.
Words are so important. So I love your podcast and what you're doing with that. And then the other side of you, and this is really what I kind of want to talk about, and it's a perfect example, and it totally dovetails from the episode last week, where I did lessons from turning 60. And I was going to do my 60 life lessons, but I really did the experience of celebrating 60 and things I know for sure in my life. And one thing is paying attention and being open. I shared a story the other day in my Facebook group, and if you're not part of the Why Not Today community, you want to join that, but about riding an elephant. And basically the gist of the story is this girl gets up, not knowing what they were going to do. They're at the beach. It's God wink for us. But and she got to ride an elephant that day. And so when she went to bed that night, that her and her mom were talking, like, you just never know when you wake up in the morning, you're going to get to ride an elephant. So being open to those things. So after I posted the episode last week, you reached out to me, and I've been thinking about you because I was thinking about going to get ice cream. And that's one of my things I love to do with my younger sister, and we both love ice cream. And so I was thinking about you because we have a favorite ice cream place. And then lo and behold, you send me a text that said that's about the podcast. And so I responded to you, and I'm like, I was thinking about you. We were thinking about going to get ice cream. And you're like, well, I had it yesterday, but I can have it again. So I drove out to Leesburg, which, on a Saturday, there's probably 20 ice cream places between here and your
At
house.
least,
But we went out there. It was a nice Saturday. It was a good day to go on a little adventure. And as we were driving back, we were talking, and you are masterful at decorating. Your yard is amazing. Your house. And we'll share a little story about my house in a second, but I know you've done some things here. But we're talking about all your creativity. And one thing I am passionate about these days is helping women find your natural genius and figuring out how to make it into a business and get paid for it and do some things with it. So we were talking about your decorating, and I'm like, you should take this and make it into a business. And we kind of left it at that. And then you called me Monday morning. Oh, I know what. And then there was, I listened to a podcast and they were talking about those synchronistic moments and ask God or ask the universe for, to give you that sign that you're on the right track. And I had gotten back from my walk and it wasn't that much longer where you called me and you're like, I got to tell you this story. And so share that story, your download from
I
not being
will.
able to sleep. And
I will. So,
Just before you do that, so those are all lessons to being open to showing up, to be open to things that seem like, oh, why do I want to drive all the way to Leesburg to get ice cream? If your friend reaches out to you, there's a reason. That's a God wink, and follow those nudges and then have those conversations with people. And you just never know. Like, I will always remember we were exactly pulling out of the ice cream place back to your house where we were. We had that conversation. So, all right,
Well,
so
the
go.
funny thing is, I don't think you said had said it about being a business for me. That wasn't in the conversation of the car because we got laughing about
Well, that's what I was thinking. If I didn't say it
well,
out
you didn't
loud,
say it.
that's
You didn't
exactly what I
say
thought.
it.
Or
So
you didn't
isn't
hear it.
that so funny? So because we got talking about, she because Leslie was talking about, finding what you do and your joy and passion, and then, to get paid for it. And we were talking about a lot of things, and then we got laughing. So should I tell the story about being at your house?
Yes, since the wall's behind me.
That was so the wall behind, is it the wall? Yeah, it is. It's a different
It's
color
different
too.
now.
So it morphed. I love it. So we, Leslie and I and a friend Janet were sitting. They was it you that had gone through the planning meeting and had this planning meeting of calendaring and how do you do rocks and gravel and sand and prioritize your life. And so we had these big calendars that we had, and we were sitting there and had to figure out what did our life look like and what did we want it to look like. And so we're working right there behind Leslie, and we're on her table, we're all working. Well, I'm staring at the wall behind her, and at that time it was a bright pink, a fun, happy color, joyful like Leslie. And after 20 minutes, I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And I said to her, Les, do you care if I rearrange your wall here a little bit? She's like, No, go ahead. So Janet and Leslie were very good of organizing their life, and I was up doing the wall. And so we did have some fun with that. So we got talking about that story. So that's what we were talking about. And then that night, so I didn't think anything. We had a great time, great ice cream, great visit. But that night, like I always say, I get like divine downloads from God. And so trying to go to sleep that night. And I will just say this, a week before, so I do like to decorate. I got to do this little quick backstory. I do like to decorate. It's a creative expression. I like to take something that people wouldn't think about, and my brain says, what can I do with that differently? How can I reuse that or redo it in a different way or present it and put it in a
That is
different
your
place?
natural genius because my brain does not do that at all.
Yeah. And that's what I was doing with your wall that day. I was sitting there and I was like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. What about blah, blah, blah? And, just it. So that's how my brain works. And so I'm always in my house. I'd say I have an H, I have a PhD from HDTV. And so I love to buy something that I have no idea what I'm going to do with it, but I know I'm going to do something with it. And then my brain goes to work of what am I going to do? And so my husband, I jokingly call us the visionary and the engineer. So I see the things and I can execute the painting and the putting it, but the fine-tune cutting and measuring the details, that's the engineer. So during COVID, really quickly, when they told us they were shutting us down for 2 months here where we live, I looked at my husband and I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, it's 2 months, we're in our house. I said, okay, here's our choice. We can either pay for couples therapy or we can have a project. And he's like, we were like at Lowe's in like 40 minutes to do a project. Now, let me do a sidebar. That's not a knock at all on couples therapy at all. That serves a purpose and it's wonderful and awesome. The Campbells did a project instead, and that worked out great. So in that, my brain's always going about my own house. I love that. I see things, I love that. And so when I was going to sleep, all of a sudden, your statement of find the things that you like, but we adjusted my office. We added some wood and did some projects. I painted a fireplace from just normal to hot pink, right? And so I posted on Facebook earlier in that week, and lots of people reached out to me, said, oh, it looks beautiful. But so many people always say, come to my house. Come to my house. When you're bored, when you're done, come to my house. Come to my house.
Well, and you have come to my house.
I know. And so that your statement, that those statements started the divine download. And it was like, wow, the creative genius and sometimes our blind spot, like, what? Wait, why are you not doing something? It brings you such joy. And so there is literally, it's hatching now, friends, of what's the next step of that. And so there's not a name, there's the idea, and it's coming together of what is that going to look like and what is that going to be another creative expression of who I am. And I think there's just something to that of being authentic as well, of having courage and being authentically you and showing up in the world. And so my mission statement in life and also in Feather and Foundation is, I always say Feather and Foundation, my beginning is this is where we celebrate positivity, possibilities, joy, create beauty and creativity. And that's like that is who I be. And that's how I want to show up in the world.
And
And
you do
yeah.
beautifully. And so I love that and all the ideas. And, just a conversation can spark that. And that's why I wanted to have you on to talk about this, because that is my heart and my mission to help women uncover that and start conversations, because we all have natural genius. Those things that people say, how do you do that? That's like magic. And you're like, what do you mean? That's so easy. And so there's things that I do that you probably say the same thing and vice versa.
100%. You
And
are such a student. And so, you are such a great student. So Les is always like, oh, I've heard this, I've done this. And I learned so much from you and just systems, like how you organize things and know how to do the behind the scenes stuff blows my mind away. So I'm in awe of you, friend, of the giftedness that you have for that. So
yeah, we
for
definitely
sure.
all have our giftedness and those things that your creativity, and we all need to be creative, and it can be in different ways. Like, don't make me paint a wall. Ugh, but I'll let you come paint my wall. But we can
And
be
I love to
creative.
paint. You know
Ugh.
I do.
We
I
can be
love it.
creative in our own ways. And so really, let's discover what are those creative geniuses,
Yes.
natural geniuses. And we've both had long careers, and people our age are looking at retirement. What's next? And I was actually on a call the other day, was so sad. It broke my heart that they said, especially in the Northern Virginia area, there's so many government employees, and literally people have clocks, they're countdown clocks to count down till they retire. I'm like, I don't want to retire. I love what I do. And we're able to do something that gives us so much joy and so much flexibility that the rest of the world does not have.
Right. It's almost like you're counting down to retire so you can start living. How about living while you're here now? Celebrate the get ready for the retirement, but you're already launching into something else and something, and it can be more relaxing. It can be flexible schedule,
Right.
but I think
Figuring
as
out
long as
that
we're,
thing.
yeah, I think as long as we're here, we can make a difference and we can be used. My podcast a couple of weeks ago was about what's your God assignment and what does God have for you specifically for you, and what are you supposed to pick up and do in your God assignment, and what are you supposed to lay down that really isn't your God assignment? So
Right.
that's a
Say no
powerful
to.
thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's being open to those thoughts. And we get those downloads in the middle of the night, because often people like us, I know the rest of the world is, everybody's not like this, but we don't stop very well and listen. So you have to get quiet for those downloads to come. And that's usually when I get my best ideas. When I can't sleep, I often get a pen and paper and just start writing down ideas, because I stop fighting it. I'm like, all right, there's something I need to be doing with this.
You're so
And
funny. You said to me, Leslie, did you grab a pen and paper? I said, Leslie, I couldn't go to sleep. It just kept going over and over and over again. I knew I wasn't going to forget
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we need to be open and figure out what that natural genius is. And there's a book that I've quoted many, many times and sent lots of people in this direction. It's called What Color Is Your Parachute, or My Parachute. And it's about finding a job and what that is. And so it doesn't have to be a job. It could be a business. It could be a nonprofit. It could be a charity project. What are those things that give you joy, that fill your cup? And just fill your cup, because you know what? When our cup is filled, we have something to give from. And when we're exhausted and we're doing things we're not happy with, then we can't fill our cup and we can't fill somebody else's. So I can't wait to see what happens with it. And as I said, you're welcome to come test on my house
I
anytime
will
you want.
play.
And as I'm learning, navigate this Why Not Today business now, can help coach you on starting
Yes,
your own, and
yes.
we can partner together, and you just never
Exactly.
know.
Exactly.
So we could go on and on and on, but let's share. How would you empower somebody else? How would you encourage somebody else to be courageous?
I think, I think there's those things in your heart that are laid upon your heart, dreams, goals, forgotten even, that bring you joy, that bring you joy. And, I think I said to you, when you know that you know that you know, and sometimes it's there, but it doesn't ignite. So having the courage, I think, to just be still or listen, or to get those nudges. And I think we talked earlier, the power of words. You have no idea one conversation with someone, what that can do for that person. And in a way, it can come back to you if you ever find out. Sometimes you never find out. We have no idea the impact, but our words matter. Words are important. And so to have the courage to, if it's given to you, God has given you the ability to achieve it. You don't have to know all the behind the scenes. Like, I don't know all the behind the scenes of what's hatching and what's going on next, but I just know that it's going. And I'm trusting in that, and I'll learn and figure out, and it'll go. And so just having the courage to be authentically you and to listen to what that is. And it doesn't matter what other people think or don't think, because it's not your business really what people think anyways of you. Just keep showing up and being you. And so I think that's really, I think that's being brave and being courageous, and knowing that courageous can be very quiet. It doesn't have to be loud and in your face. It can be a quiet whisper, and those sometimes are the most powerful
Yeah, they say it takes
ones.
5 seconds or 10 seconds of courage
Yeah,
to do that
truth.
little thing, and you just You just do it and yeah,
Oof.
listen to those nuggets. So always try to circle back to how people connect to my dad. Did you ever meet my dad?
You know what? I never did, but I feel like I know him through
Yeah, I was
you.
going to
I
say,
feel
I
like the
thought, I mean,
legacy.
you have been around, so.
And we lived in Reston. I think that's another little, you know, when Mark got out of the Navy in Virginia Beach and we moved to Northern Virginia, we lived in Reston. And so that's,
Right.
you know,
That
that's your
was great
dad's
for me.
legacy. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it. So, yeah.
So, but yeah, I would probably say the best connection in this stuff is Margie, who is your next door neighbor, who
Yes.
my dad worked with.
Oh.
Or Margie worked with my dad.
Okay.
And I heard, and the other, not the other day, a couple of years ago, I saw her and Tom, I went and saw him at the beach, and they had such respect for my dad. And I didn't know this, but Tom, my dad pointed Tom in the direction to get Margie's engagement ring. And they used to hang out with my parents and do stuff. And I
Oh,
had no
you know
idea.
that.
I
Yeah,
guess
that's
I
so
wasn't
sweet.
paying attention.
Small world. I love it.
Yeah, but he definitely was a visionary. He could do all the projects. He didn't have the decorating, but he definitely had the project. I remember one year it was my brother's birthday, which is December 16th. We finished his birthday dinner. So December 16th. You know where that is in the holiday and the
Yep.
calendar, and him and his friend decided to start the project to redo the kitchen that night. As soon as dinner was over, they started demolition. My mother was ready to kill him,
Yes,
but
your mother is a saint.
yeah. So, well, thank you, Miss Amber, and this is so much fun. And if
Thanks,
people want to
sweetheart.
find you in Feather and Foundations, where's the best place to?
I'm on Instagram, Feather and Foundation. I'm on there. I post under in Facebook as well. So it's Feather and Foundation. I don't know my code, but I guess you put the link in for that. But you can find me
Yep.
in Feather and Foundation, or you can find me under Amber Schaefer Campbell on Facebook, or and I always put Feather and Foundation cross promote it there. So
Perfect.
but yeah, perfect.
Great.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. And please, everybody that listens or watches the Why Not Today podcast, share it with a friend. Join the Why Not Today community. Review it, like it, do all those things. Let's grow this podcast and our audience and giving people courage to pursue their dreams and their natural genius. And
Yes.
so we also have Why Not Today swag, t-shirts and cups. So if anybody's interested in that, you can find all the information on Why Not Today at the whynottodaypodcast.com. And of course, join our email list to get the newsletter. So thank you for joining us for
Thank you.
this inspiring journey. Remember, every day is an opportunity to take action, chase your dreams and make a difference. So why not today? And as I said, subscribe, share, keep pushing forward. Until next time, stay motivated and keep making things happen. And always remember to say, why not today?
Today, yes.